In addition, Medicare and TRICARE both have definitions of convenience items as part of their guidance. And communication devices, if you look at those guidelines, communication devices don't have anything to do with what those programs recognize as a convenience item. They say barber services, TV or radio services for a person in a hospital would be a convenience. And that's not what a speech generating device or any form of speech treatment is about. And in addition, you can always point out to the fact that they have these definitions and they also have speech generating device coverage criteria. So it's obvious they don't feel that a communication device is a convenience item. Congress actually said that TRICARE should cover communication devices. It's the only time that any law at the federal level mentions communication devices. So it's obvious that Congress doesn't think that communication devices are convenience items. Let's move towards closure by talking about what your role is, and it's easy. Your role is assessment and documentation. An SLP report, an assessment leads to a report, the report goes to the physician for a prescription. All of these programs require a prescription. The expectation, though, is that you're the determiner of medical need, not the ordinary circumstances that you simply providing advice to a doctor. The opposite is that the doctor is relying on you to make these determinations. One of the other roles that you have is that you'll be expected to identify the range of funding programs. Sometimes it's more than one medical-based funding program or health-based program at a time. People can be eligible for insurance and Medicaid or Medicaid and Medicare at the same time, for example. In addition, there may very well be other funding programs that a person will be eligible for. So everyone between 3 and 21 is going to be eligible for public school instruction, and they're a funding source. There's the program that I mentioned before about the telephone. And very often, programs coordinate their benefits. They pay in part each in order to reach the whole. And that starting of that process is the role of the speech pathologist. There also is a private program that you should be aware of. The Muscular Dystrophy Association, or MDA, will provide up to $2,000 per person for a person with ALS to get a communication device. And any program like Medicare, for example, which has a copayment requirement, that $2,000 will pay the copayment. So the family will not be out of pocket. They can rely on this. And there's no financial criteria. It's a very generous offer.